Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pashtyatya Deshatarini. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Trinada Pisa Nechena, Tarar Iva Sahishnuna, Amani Na Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva Nastyeva Nastyeva, Gatir Anyatha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Book, 1970 version, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, section number 335, Sage Narada visits Narayana Rishi. Shukadeva Goswami continued to speak to Parikshit Maharaj. My dear king, I will narrate in this regard a nice story. This story is important because it is in connection with Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This narration is a conversation between Narayana Rishi and the great sage Narada. Narayana Rishi still lives in Bhararika Ashram in the Himalayan hills and is accepted as an incarnation of Narayana. Once, when Narada, the great devotee and ascetic amongst the demigods, was traveling in different planets, he desired to personally meet the ascetic Narayana Rishi in Bhararika Ashram, and he wanted to offer him his respects. This great sage incarnation of Godhead, Narayana Rishi, has been undergoing great penances and austerities from the very beginning of creation in order to teach the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha how to attain the highest perfectional stage of going back to Godhead. His austerities and penances are exemplary practices for the human being. Bhararika Ashram is situated in northernmost part of the Himalayan mountains and is always covered with snow. Religious Indians still go to visit this place during the summer season when the snowfall is not very severe. Once, the incarnation of God, Narayana Rishi, was sitting amongst many devotees in the village known as Kalapagram. Of course, these were not ordinary sages who were sitting with him, and the great sage Narada also appeared. After offering his respects to Narayana Rishi, Narada asked him exactly the same question which was asked by Parikshit Raj of Shukadeva Goswami. And when Narada asked this question of Narayana Rishi, the Rishi also answered by following in the footsteps of his predecessors. He narrated a story of how the same question had been discussed on the planet known as Janoloka. Janoloka is above Svargaloka. Svargaloka includes the moon, Venus, and other planets. In this planet, great sages and saintly persons live, and they were also discussing the same point regarding the understanding of Brahman and his real identity. The great sage Narayana then began to speak. My dear Narada, I will tell you a story which took place long, long ago. There was a great meeting of the denizens of the heavenly planets, and almost all of the important brahmacharis, such as the four Kumaras, Sanandana, Sanaka, and Sanatan, were in attendance. Their discussion was on the subject matter of understanding the absolute truth, Brahman. You were not present at that meeting because you went to see my expansion, Aniruddha, who lives on the island of Shvetadvip. In this meeting, all the great sages and brahmacharis very elaborately discussed the point about which you have asked me, and it was very interesting. The discussion was so delicate that even the Vedas were unable to understand the intricate questions raised. Narayana Rishi told Naradaji that the same question which Narada had raised had been discussed in that meeting in Janaloka. For this is the way of understanding through parampara, or the disciplic succession. Maharaj Parikshit was sent to Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva referred the matter to Narada, who had in the same way questioned Narayana Rishi, who had put the matter to still higher authorities in the planet of Janaloka, where it was discussed among the great Kumaras, Sanatan, Sanaka, and Sanandan. Now, these four brahmacharis are recognized scholars in the Vedas and Shastras. Their unlimited volumes of knowledge, backed by austerities and penances, are exhibited by their sublime ideal character. They are very amiable and gentle in behavior, and for them there is no distinction between friends, well-wishers, and enemies. Being transcendentally situated, such personalities as the Kumaras are above all material considerations and are always neutral in respect to material dualities. In the discussions held among the four brothers, one of them, namely Sanandan, was selected to speak, and the other brothers became the audience to hear from him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.